Everybody, Roger and James here, from the This Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about the new LEGO Marvel Super Heroes 2 DLC pack, Cloak and Dagger, which was released last week. So before we go any further, make sure you hit that subscribe button and the bell notification to keep up with the latest. So James, what did you think of this DLC pack?
It was okay. It wasn't one of the better Marvel ones. I liked it better than the Guardians of the Galaxy one, mm-hmm. which is currently going to be my benchmark for laziest adaptation in this DLC set. But it was not as good as the Black Panther one.
No. So. No, I must admit, I kind of came away from it and it was a bit like, yeah, okay. Like you said, it was not nowhere near as good as the Black Panther one, but that Guardians was awful, that one. That was just like a boss battle and not even any thing for it. There was this, my problem with this one again is Cloak and Dagger. I have no connection with these characters. I really don't. I've never read them in anything. I've seen them pop up in a few comic books while I'm reading it, but never really paid any attention. We've got the new series coming to television, like pretty much any day soon. I think it's June, might even be. So it's kind of, it feels like they maybe should have held on to that a little bit longer rather than putting it out while the trailer's out. But I suppose they want to get all the content out before LEGO Marvel or LEGO Incredibles drops. And yeah, I just was a bit like, okay. But I do actually like the levels where you are just flicking between two characters, because it's a lot simpler. It's a bit more intuitive way. It makes more sense. I think I ended up just finding that I was just using, I think, Dagger the most, because, especially during the boss battle, because she was the only one that could really do any damage to him, where he was, you know, you couldn't really get that Cloak anywhere near him.
I mean, that is one of the things for the two characters in the comic books. It's always been Cloak is the transporter. He doesn't actually get into the fight very much, and Dagger is the one who, she has her light dagger, she has her bolts and all that stuff. Now, Cloak, he does have the ability to pull people into his cloak, and they kind of go into a madness dimension, but how do you do that in a LEGO game? Do you even want to do that in a LEGO game? Because it's that kind of off-brand for LEGO. And I don't know if they're going to do it in the show. I think that's the oddest choice, though. Why? I understand why, because, you know, LEGO Incredibles is coming out right around the same time. But the show, this is coming out before the show. And like you said, most people don't know anything about Cloak and Daggers. It sounds like an espionage show. Because, I mean, that's obviously the point of the title. But yeah, if you don't know who they are, then yay, it's Cloak and Dagger and Blackout.
It's just this kind of thing like, right, we've got a character. He's got a cloak. We need a name for him. We'll just call him Cloak. What's your name? Underpants. You know, there's no kind of...
Well, there is a Captain.
Yeah, Captain. It's just that figure, like, really, your name is Cloak?
That's well, what I mean... It's obvious that the name is supposed to be Cloak and Dagger, the espionage spy thriller thing, even though they have nothing to do with spying at all. Nothing. They're two kids who were part of a drug experiment and gave them superpowers, as drug experiments typically do. And you don't do drugs.
Yeah.
But the name doesn't really fit with the idea behind them. It's actually a cool idea. They're kind of symbiotic. They have to work together. Cloak is, depending on who's writing him, he's either deteriorating, going mad, or needs Dagger to power him up. Otherwise, he's going to disappear at some point. And she's got kind of a psychic connection to him as well. But none of that comes across in the LEGO. We don't know how much of that will be in the show. Early ratings on the show aren't that high, so we'll see how this one goes.
I just think with those Marvel shows that we're getting to that point now where superhero fatigue has crept into viewers, and viewers are wanting more. They're wanting better quality, and Marvel is starting to just churn them out. It's a bit like DC shows where they were churning them out way too much, and it loses its kind of appeal. And we're getting into like Z-list superheroes now. You know, we've got things like Infinity War about to hit cinemas, and then you're giving us a show called Cloak and Dagger where it's so far away from that. It's going to be interesting,
I mean, we just got Jessica Jones season 2, and I've heard almost nothing about it.
I'm about 3 episodes in, and I'm just plodding through it. I'm really just kind of like,
it's very different from season 1.
Yeah, I'm just really finding that it's Punisher. Punisher took me 4 months to watch. I'm just that urgency to watch them, and that kind of hit next. Oh, this is fantastic. I did do that with Defenders, actually. I did kind of end up doing it, but...
Well, I appreciated that Defenders was only 8 episodes, so it didn't feel like it stretched out too much. But yeah, there's definitely this thing going with Marvel Television now. You know, I'm still looking forward to the New Warriors. There's a lot of characters in there, but I totally understand that we're getting to that point. You got Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., you got the Netflix titles, you've got Runaways, you've got Cloak and Dagger, you've got... all this stuff.
I've not even started the last season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I really enjoyed the last season so far because it really went into like sci-fi aliens territory. It was a lot of fun. But it's also on season 5 now, and it's run its course. It seems like it's going to be the end of the show. Of course, DC's doing their bit. Marvel... Yeah, there's the superhero fatigue, and you have to factor it in at this point. So somehow we went from Legos to television shows.
Well, the thing is, actually, I mean, this is the next thing, because the next DLC pack will be the Runaways pack for the DLC as well. So that's all kind of going to interconnect with this over with it. One quick thing before we drop off was, you get a chance to play as the other characters you can unlock in like the free world bit.
I played a little bit with them, and as I mentioned earlier, actually in the Lego Incredibles one from earlier this week, it's one of those situations where none of them have any unique powers. They only have a unique combination of the powers, which, as you know, in a Lego game, doesn't actually matter. It's just how many characters you have to swap between. Other than Blackout, honestly, they're pretty forgettable.
There's one that became a horse.
Yes, there was one that became a horse.
I just looked at these characters and was like, I don't know what these things are. That it was just like, yeah, you've got other power. I was playing with them around for a bit, and I was a bit like, I just don't really know what to do with this. So, yeah, it was a bit of like, meh. The only good thing is I think the DLC pack is so cheap as a bolt-on, and it gives you the reason to keep jumping in. I do, and you know, you get good ones like Black Panther, and then this one's kind of average range. But then you think, I mean, what was it? Maybe probably $150 if it worked out individually. I mean, I know it's about £2 of it, but I do think for that amount of money, I think you are getting your money's worth out of that.
I mean, we complain about it. We might call it mediocre on the scale of the Lego DLC, but yeah, the value for it is hard to deny. You do get the new characters. The one you were talking about, the one that turns into a horse, is Nightmare. And yes, it's a play on Nightmare. You know, which is a terrible.
But just sounds like it was made in the 70s when they ran out of ideas or something.
Oh, the series was made in the 70s, and I don't think that drugs are only a plot point in this series.
No.
Keeping in mind, Nightmare, I don't know why they did that with him, because him turning into a horse actually has nothing to do with him. He's a lord of hell. He lives in your nightmares. He feeds on your fear dreams. Why he turns into a horse, it's because somebody made a really bad dad joke once.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah.
It's, no.
Well, on that note, let us know in the comments below what you guys think. And be sure to check us out over at thiskingdom.com. Hit that subscribe button on whichever platform you're watching or listening this on. James, where can they find you?
Find me, heroiclegacy.com.
On that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.